Rabbi Beryl Wein is a historian, a teacher of Torah, a lawyer, a columnist, and a popular Jerusalem lecturer. In the program Wein Online, he talks about the meaning of the Torah portion of the week.
I'm Howard Felsen, Jerusalem Post radio coordinator, sitting in for Elliot Jager. Rabbi Wein, what's the parsha of this week?
Howard, the parsha of this week is Dvarim, which is the beginning of the final Chumash in the Torah, the Chumash of Dvarim. I always find it interesting that in this week's parsha, and in fact, throughout the Chumash Dvarim, Moshe Rabbeinu, in giving his final valedictory address and summing up what happened to the Jewish people in their 40 years in the desert under his leadership, ignores the positive and only deals with the negative. Usually when leaders make a State of the Union address or they sum up their activities, they always stress the great things that were accomplished. And they tend to overlook the problems that occurred and the failures that happened. Moshe is just the opposite. Moshe doesn't say, look at the great things that we did. Apparently, in next week's parsha, he will repeat the scene at Sinai, but he repeats it again in the context of the fact that they sinned immediately with the golden calf. And in this week's parsha, he clearly indicates the problem of the spies and that they didn't feel that they were going to go to the land of Israel, and they didn't have faith, and the complaints about the food, all of which makes the report, so to speak, more negative than positive. And I always wondered about that. Why should Moshe have done that? Why shouldn't he have given thumbs up, passed with honors grade, before they entered the land of Israel? So I think that perhaps there may be more than one reason for it. I think one reason is simply to inspire Yehoshua that he shouldn't expect an easy ride. He shouldn't have any false expectations of the Jewish people. And therefore, by recounting their failures, he, so to speak, is warning Yehoshua what lies ahead for him as well. I think a more important reason, a stronger reason, is that the only time we really learn is from our mistakes. And the rabbi said, "Ein odom omed al divrei Torah elim kein nichshel bo." A person doesn't really appreciate the words of Torah unless he fell, unless he tripped over them, meaning unless he sinned in them. Then all of a sudden you see what the Torah was warning you about. And people who feel that they're perfect, people who never look at their errors, or who are in complete denial that there ever were any errors, those people rarely, if ever, improve. They keep on repeating the same old mantra over and over again as though it were true, but they don't learn from the events and from the mistakes. And Moshe wanted the Jewish people to learn from their mistakes, and to learn from their mistakes, one must admit that there were mistakes. One must be able to say it with an open mouth. We were wrong. We sinned here. And that's what Moshe does here. Moshe recounts for them all of the errors, all of the tragedies, all of the weaknesses. And then he says, I bless you that it shouldn't happen again. That somehow you should realize that in your future, they should not be foolish enough to repeat these errors. But again, it must be conditioned on the fact that you're not in a sense of denial, that you don't feel that somehow there's nothing wrong, you didn't do anything wrong, and that we see that in our world in politics, where politicians rarely admit their mistakes, diplomats, leaders, financiers, everyone, nobody's ever wrong. If you're not wrong, so then we have a lot of problems because we're not wrong. Moshe admits that we were wrong, and in that admission, then there's hope for the future, hope to be able to strengthen oneself to build a better Jewish people and a better world as well. So that's the theme of Chumash Dvarim, Howard, which is going to take us until the High Holy Days and Sukkot and the great day of rejoicing of Simchat Torah.
Thank you, Rabbi Beryl Wein, on Parshat Dvarim.
You've been listening to Rabbi Beryl Wein talking about the Torah portion of the week. Join us again next week.